You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Welcome to the OMFL Franchise Show, where the amazing CFM stuff goes down and not just in the DMs. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the OMFL Franchise Show. That's right, GrownFolksOC.com Franchise Show here with Tony Bono. And let's just get right to it, guys. Let's quit wasting time. We already did the AFC West and East and the NFC West and my predictions. Now it's time for the NFC East predictions. The home away from home for a lot of guys. But the Eagles will finish 12-4 in season 80, followed by the Cowboys 10-6. I have the Redskins at 9-7, and the Giants, I love you, Pepper, but 6-10, because that team does have some holes, but man, you got a good core to build with, especially with that running back that you have. It should be a good way to build around your team. The NFC East is the beast that eats its children. But in season 80, I see the Eagles soaring above all the rest. Now sink your claws into that one, folks. We'll be back with the AFC South predictions right after this. Welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Let's get down to the nit and gritty of the AFC South predictions. The Jags are going to be on top with an 11-5 record, followed up by Mr. Bill and those Titans with a 9-7 record. Then D. Wayne, who flew the coop from Atlanta to go to Indianapolis, he will, 8-8. That's right, it's a shocker. Don't hate me. Texans will finish up 8-8 as well. The AFC South is just one of those divisions that nobody wants to win, but we got new blood there. This season's going to be different, I'm telling you. But the old man that has stayed there, he's coming out. The Jags will pound and ground out a rushing attack that will make us all wish we had never seen The Jungle Book as a kid. I'm telling you, the Jags are on the prowl. Listen to my words, AFC South. Take note. We'll be back after this. Hey guys, welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show. Let's get into some trade talks in the OMFL. There's one guy, and there's always seems to be that one guy, and it's usually Mr. Priest trying to trade Lacey away. But this year it is Coach Massimo of the Cowboys. He has been shopping his guys like they're a flea market. I mean, he's been pushing these guys left and right. So he's looking to make a lot of moves, and he's looking to make a strong push for the East. I think he will do well, but not well enough. I could be wrong. But rumblings have come out of the Cowboys camp that they're trading away two of their young, budding stars for an older star from the Bucks. And Lavonte David trading for Jalen Smith and Cheeto, the young quarterback the Cowboys have. Speaking of Bucks, no, we're not going to own that one. We'll leave that alone. So back to Massimo. Coach, you got to get to the school of Mo on how to build a team. If you mess this up, it might be a long season. It could be possibly a long season after that. But I think you're loading up on draft picks, so you'll probably be all right, and you'll probably be really good for seasons to come. It's going to be interesting to see how he does in season 80 in the OMFL. Stay tuned. All right, we'll be back with team happenings after this. All right, guys, welcome back. Let's rewind a little bit about when I started to say about the Bucks. Now, this is team happenings here. The coaching carousel dust that was flying everywhere for a while. Everybody was switching teams. I didn't know what was going on. But after the dust settled, we're talking about the 49ers coach, the Patriots coach, the Bucks coach, the Cardinals coach. Everybody was just leaving. Now, when the dust settled, Coach Maniac left the hot desert of Arizona for the sunny shores of Florida. Interesting. This guy can't stay with one team. And then you had the 49ers coach, who is now, well, we're going to call him the Gold Digger Boy, Big Hurt. Tanner jumped ship, literally, from the Bucks for a musket in the Patriots and a tea party. And then Coach DeVoe just likes to toot his horn in Minnesota, I guess, because he left the 49ers for Minnesota. So who knows? But after the dust was settled, this is what we got now. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out in Season 80. Stay tuned. Up next, we should have a special caller. We'll be back. Hey guys, welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show with your host Tony Bono. And this is the portion that we call the call-in segment. And I'm told we do have a caller on the line. So let's go to the line. Hello, caller. Who is on the line? Gregor or Igor? I'm calling from a Russian space station. Hey, welcome to the show. It's a long ways away. Who is your favorite NFL team? The Houston Rockets. That's an NBA team, Gregor. Did you mean Houston Texans? Oh yes. I root for Houston teams because Space Center there. Do you think they'll do good? Thanks for taking my long distance call. Thanks for calling, Gregor. Wow, that is a long distance call. Well, the Texans are a solid team. I'm just not sure Coach UNC Man can get them a division title this season. And I feel like he's probably going to finish last. When you face guys like Bill, Dwayne, and Brady, you're bound to be on the losing end more than not. They have upside, and we're talking about the Houston Texans, just not out of this world up. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hey guys, welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show with Tony Bono. In this segment, it's the who's hot and who's not. Because if you're hot, you're hot. And if you're not, well, you're not. So, who is hot? That's a good question because I'm going to tell you who's hot. And it's Brady Sr. and his Jags. Actually, it's been any team with a good running back in the exhibition phase of the OMFL. And, I mean, he's been running the legs off these guys. He has dominated, and the ground attack so far has been just phenomenal for him. Look for him to light up this season 80 and be a top 5 rusher. That's right. You heard it here. Top 5 rusher in season 80 in the OMFL. We'll be back with the Who's Not. All right, guys, welcome back from that short break. And now it's time to get to the not portion. That's right, because if you're hot, you're hot. You're hot, and if you're not, you're not. And who is not? Well, that would be Mr. Maniac. Yes, that's right. Maniac has bounced from team to team and lacks true knowledge of his roster. If he wants to be able to solidify his team, he must stick it out and build them. Don't leave a team over pizza like Coach DeVoe did. Hey guys, welcome back to the final segment of today's episode. And this is the segment that's called Just Tony. Hey, look guys, switching to all manning settings may be the best thing since sliced bread. But it could be a disaster also. don't fix what's not broken. But with that said, we can still help our commish out and try these settings. We need to get into the test CFM and check these things out. Now, if it don't work right, you need to say something. You see some nonsense stuff from these all Madden settings? Say something now. Just don't sit on your butts for 4 weeks and then start complaining. Let's get it right now, and then we don't have to worry about it later on. I know the game's probably going to be a change in a little bit and stuff, but let's get in there and let's show some support for our commish. Even though I don't like all Madden. I hate all Madden. But I'm still going to do it, and I'm still going to help out, because I didn't think it was broken to begin with. But, hey, he wants the best thing for all 32 guys, and this is the best thing. So let's support him, whether you agree with it or not. All right, guys, that's it for today's show. So see you next time on the OMFL Franchise Show, and you'll have to deal with me, Tony Bono. Have a good one.